We have a fantastic, incredible, amazing opportunity to begin with the fundamental steps in recognizing the need for peace for every person. And then, I think, for the first time, we can begin to see a difference. What will the outcome be? Will there be no wars? I don't know. People will have wars for fun. If they had absolutely no reason, they'll say, well, you know what? Let's have a war. It's called, I'm even fascinated, tug of war. Four kids from one side of the block will come around and say, well, you know, we're better than you are. No, we're not. Let's have a fight. But I'm talking about the peace that can be even experienced in the middle of the war. What will the world be like if every human being on the face of this earth had peace? I don't know what the world would be like. But I know that every human being would look so beautiful. Because human beings wear peace so well. So well. They're so attractive when they have peace dancing in their eyes. And that is possible. What that would mean, I cannot even imagine. I cannot even imagine. But yes, I am trying. And I will try. And I will try. And I will try. For as long as I can try to bring peace to people, to each individual. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. Some people come, people listen to me, they say, I've heard this before. Good. Did you really hear it? Or did you open up that incredible valve between the two ears, in one, out the other? Oh, yes, 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 you know, inner peace, that's you know, that. There are more pressing issues. No. This is the pressing issue. The precedent of it was laid long time ago. Know thyself. And until it is accomplished, the full potential of this life itself, the dignity of the life itself, will never be recognized. I'm not here to talk to you about anything new. I'm only here to remind you of what you already know. Because I think if I tell you something new, I have failed. If I remind you of what you know, I have succeeded. That's my indicator. Did I do well tonight? Well, did I remind them of something they already knew? And if I did, I did well. If I told them something new, I'll work on it. Because it's not about the new. It's not about the fancy. It's about the good old heart that's always been there. It's about the good old breath that is as old, as long as I remember, and as fresh and new as I've nothing seen so fresh or new. I cannot compare it to dew, and I cannot compare it to the rising sun, and I cannot compare it to a new star, because when that breath comes into me, it is so new that it is incomparable. That's my potential. And I can be fulfilled. Like you can. We're different, yet we're the same. We're different the way we look, our tastes, but we're the same in the fundamental desire that we all have. We're no different.